I wanted to like cry. Like, it was kind of one of those things where I was like, this is my fault. Like, yeah. I have not done a good enough job.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
So I was on Instagram, and I saw someone walking a cat with a harness. And awesome. it was walking like a dog, Molly.
Yeah.
It was walking like a dog. It was not roaming around in the grass. It was walking down the sidewalk like a dog would do so. It's Super Gracie's David.
David.
He was walking. We got to put that video on. We're just walking down the sidewalk. I probably watched a million times.
You're like,
I've never seen a cat walk. I mean, we got a bunch of, what do you call those, feral cats here?
Yeah.
In the neighborhood, and they're just everywhere.
You must have a colony, or maybe you just have ferals. Like, it might just be that you just have ferals.
We just have ferals. The neighbor across the street, what are you doing?
I don't know. I saw an Instagram reel on how to do it. Yes, I want to wear a scarf. I told you that.
Okay.
Told you I want to bring back scarves this summer.
We'll put that on. Gracie, can you turn Molly up a little bit? Can you turn her up? Or Molly, can you turn yourself up a little bit? You sound low.
Is that better?
Yeah. We can edit this all out. When I listened to the podcast the other day, I was loud and Molly was lower. And we were talking. Okay. All right. So I'll just bring myself up a little bit. Okay. Is that better? Hello. Hey. Is that better?
I mean,
anyway, you can leave all this in. I don't care. Leave it all in. Why not? But anyway, back to the feral cat. All right. So feral cats, the reason why is because my neighbors across the street, they feed them. Okay. And they year round, it's like a party over there in their front. So they just have all these feral cats. And so they have babies in the other neighbor yard and everything like that. And they're not an issue yet. They're just everywhere. So the other
sounds
day.
Sounds lovely. It sounds like heaven to me. If I were a bird, I'd be kind of nervous.
So the Ring doorbell kept going off because, you know, saying there's motion. And I'm like, well, what the heck is that? Well, it's the cats, right? Well, Wylene has a like a bird feeder, water for water, you know, water bird feeder up there. And it's probably about 4 feet high. They're jumping up on this thing and drinking water.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I mean,
fresh water source. They're like, great. I'm going to stop by here, get a little drink, and then I'm going to annoy the hell out of whoever lives here by just activating their
over and over and over. Yeah.
Sounds like the cats have got your number.
I think so. And then they torment, of course, the dogs, the girls, Tequila and Remy, because, you know, for some reason they don't like cats. But you know
they're
what?
Dogs and cats.
Yeah, but if they were to confront a cat, like in person, they would just roll over. No. They would roll over and submit. They wouldn't attack. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they do this, but anyway, yeah. Welcome to Cat Talk. Welcome to Cat Talk, everybody. Call me.
You're slowly becoming a cat. You guys just need to get a cat at this point. There are whispers.
Whispers of what?
Of a possible no.
Oh, okay.
Someone very close to me might be getting a kitten. And I am like giddy. Like, I will have front row access.
You mean close
kitten.
To you as in family member or?
Yes. I don't want to blow the surprise. I'm just saying there is a chance. Look at you. Goat.
I just noticed this today real quick that all these cokes have names on them.
Yeah. Sis, partner.
This one's goat. And the other one said better half. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be goat today. Anyway, back to your kitty cat. What's up?
No, so there's a chance that I will have be able to get my paws on a kitten.
A kitten, huh?
This is the thing that I worry about.
What's that?
That the kitten will bond with me. And
of course, yes.
Obviously.
Crazy cat ladies.
The kitten's going to bond with me, and then this kitten is going to be so upset when I leave, and then it's going to be so confused because it's like, where's mom, my real mom? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and so I just feel guilty.
Clear, it's not Mara.
No.
It's not Declan.
No.
It's not Peter. It's not that family. It's another family member, like cousins and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool.
And so I have another a chance to get a front row seat.
Oh.
And I am so excited. I'm excited for the kids on account of the fact that they want a kitten so bad. I remember years ago, my daughter was like really campaigning hard for a kitten. And Peter told her that we're a one cat household, that like one cat at a time.
Well, that's because, I mean, for those of you who don't know, Molly had wanted a cat forever. And then somebody had called the show and what happened? The mom got run over and the baby kitten was in the middle of the intersection.
Yes.
And then they brought it to the studio and then now you have cat.
Yeah, now I have cat. Yeah. And it was unexpected, but like immediately we found each other. Here's the funny Mara story. So she's campaigning and she's told that there can only be one cat in the house at a time.
Okay.
And so her question is, well, how long do cats live?
Oh boy.
And we're like, I don't know, like 18 years, whatever. And she's like, she goes, how old's Murray? We're like, damn, Murray, sleep with one eye open. You are marked. Like, she's just like,
kittens. They're just so fun. And I like cats too. It's not that I don't like them. I've had them before. Remember, I was a single guy with a cat.
Yeah, that's not sexy.
That's not sexy. No. Sorry, people listening.
Single guy with dad? Uh-huh. Sure. Single guy with cat is a very niche audience.
Single guy with dog, not dad.
Single guy with dog.
Yeah.
Okay. Is fine. Right, single guy with cat. Sorry.
Not fine. Yeah.
It's a harder sell for some reason.
It is.
And I don't know why. I lived next door to a really lovely guy and he was single and he had a cat. And we used to leave our apartment doors open so the cat could go back and forth between our apartments.
Okay.
And so sometimes the cat would sleep in my apartment and sometimes.
Where was the litter box at? Who would literally had the litter box?
It was his cat. He did. It was all him. Okay. He had all the stuff. All right, but I just remember.
Stealing.
And I remember him asking me out for drinks once. And I was like, I'm just here for the cat.
I'm here for the cat.
I mean, you're great, but like, let's not muddy the waters. Like, let's keep things how they are. We're friends. We're neighbors.
Yeah. Well, this all started because of Gracie, Super Gracie, producer, and walking her cat. And how dog-like it was. Now, can you walk your cat?
No.
Okay. See, that's a unique thing. I'm thinking that if she can walk David, her orange cat, like that, why couldn't she teach it to use the toilet?
Those are two different skills. Kids learn how to walk way before they're potty trained.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, getting them to like walk on command a little bit easier than being like, and then flush.
Uh-huh. I think that's amazing. I've seen those videos. But yeah, it's a little weird. I think you have to have a second bathroom.
It's so strange.
I don't know.
It's just not.
I don't like litter boxes. I don't like them. The smell and all that stuff. I never, being a single guy at that time, I wasn't good at changing the litter box. And remember a litter box, like a fake, you know, like the cheapo ones, is only like $3. So what I would do is take the whole litter box, throw it in a dumpster and go buy a new one.
Wow.
That's how much I hate changing them. Yeah.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. But also like the environment is sobbing right now hearing the story. They're like, oh my God, landfills just full of litter boxes. No.
Right. We're going to get down to business. Today's Motivational Monday. I think you'll good morning to everybody. All right. If you want to reach out, it's bpscrasher@gmail.com. That's how you will message us. Or you can call us, leave a message, or even text at 402-915-0962. I'm trying to say that slower for the people listening. And also make sure you follow, rate, and review, and subscribe to whatever platform you're listening to. And yeah, remember, it's free. This is not a charge to you guys. So it just helps us stay around longer and stuff like that. Gets us out there more so. So there you go. Hey, Mother's Day, good? Was it
okay? So here's the funny story about Mother's Day.
Yeah.
By the time noon on Mother's Day hit, I had been wished Happy Mother's Day by you.
Okay.
by my husband, by producer Gracie, text messages from my sister, my girlfriends, and my cousin.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Mara and Declan, nothing.
No. And Gracie was like, well, are they awake yet? I was like, yes, they are. I've actually had conversations with them, full conversations about breakfast.
Yeah.
About going to the grocery store, which I did.
Yeah.
And I took a picture of my cart because I want to show it to the kids later and be like, this is what I was doing on Mother's Day.
Oh, no.
I went and spent a bagillion dollars on food you all like. And they're going to be like, when kids was Mother's funny. Day?
You know, even when they get older, like Colin, I think he's 28, right? We woke up this, you know, and then there was already flowers out, which was awesome.
And
card. And the card was hilarious because it was a birthday card.
Oh.
And he crossed out birth and wrote Mom Day.
Such a boy. Like, he's like, good enough. Close enough.
It was a funny card, but that just made it more funny. But yeah, so no Declan and Mara giving you some love, huh? No bananas thrown at you, no nothing, huh?
No, wow. And so I went to the grocery store this morning, and it was like the flower department was packed.
Uh-huh.
It's everybody doing a mad dash to get flowers and balloons and all sorts of stuff for their moms, you know, and they just see me, and they're like, oh. But then they see like a full cart, and they're like, okay, like either she eats like nobody's business, single lady. Yeah. But then you see the groceries and it's like Ritz cracker bites and like ho-hos and stuff like that, which again,
you don't
crazy single lady, or it's painfully obvious when they catch a glimpse of my wedding ring and the look on my face that I am a mother at the grocery store
shopping
on Mother's Day. This almost trumps
that's the
2 years ago when I had to go to Target on Mother's Day on account of the fact that they needed clothes for school the next day. And they didn't tell me that it was like some special day. And they're like, oh, by the way, we need Hawaiian shirts or something. And I was like, okay. And so they still hadn't wished me happy Mother's Day. And so I'm at Target and I'm shopping for them. And I'm just taking my time because I'm like, fine, this is my happy place. Like, I love Target and I'm just going to hang out here. And I get a text from my son and I was like, here it comes. And he's like, can you pick up lunch on your way home?
Happy Mother's Day.
I wanted to cry. Like it was kind of one of those things where I was like, this is my fault. Like I have not done a good enough job.
No, that's not true. All right. So when I first got into the lives, Wylene's family with the Oliver and Colin when they were young.
Yes.
I had to train them because what would they would say? I'm like, you got to go get her a card, make a card, something for your mom. Cause she does so much. And you know what she had said so many times to them growing up? Oh, I don't like cards. Don't get me a card. Don't spend the money. Don't give me a card.
Yeah.
Well, they thought that was true.
They thought she meant it. You're like, dude.
I'm like,
she's
no,
a woman. She is lying to you about all of this.
Get her a card and remember these days every stinking time. I don't want to keep reminding. So I reminded them every year for a few years because they were so young. But now they just do it. Now they just do it all. But yeah, they even, I mean, you got her a card, right? You got her a happy birthday, cross out Mom Day card.
I mean, you trained him well. For a few years when they were little, Peter would actually take them to this like basically it was sort of one of those holistic crystal stores.
Okay. And they get you some of those rock stuff.
The kids would get me like rocks and all sorts of like woo woo crystal type of things, which was cute, you know, because they would pick it out themselves and what have you. But now they're at that in between age where they're too old for him to like, come on, guys, let's go. But they're like young enough to not think about it for themselves. Yeah. So I'm just stuck in this present purgatory where like there's just no mention. Like there might be a mention. Yeah. Like he at some point is going to tell them
to say something.
Say something. Like he sent me a text in the morning, like, happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. What do you do, man? I just don't know what to do.
I feel like 16 candles. I can't believe they blanking forgot Mother's Day. You know, they remind them at school. They always have to make that like macaroni
card and all that stuff. Yeah.
But they're in middle school and high school now. They don't do that anymore.
Oh, they don't do that in high school. Yeah, they don't do it at all.
We don't get the cute little, I made you a mug.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. I mean, I have a Mother's Day mug right here.
From when?
What's from that? From Mara, like her little handwriting on it and everything. Oh. And I have it on my desk. It was from 2016.
Okay.
Maybe almost 10 years ago.
Go up there and go.
So she was like four.
So why don't you go up there with it and drink a cup of coffee?
Drink out of it and be like, ooh.
Have a conversation with her. Remember this cup, Mara?
Remember this cup? One of the pieces of artwork behind me is a Mother's Day present.
Mother's Day. Okay. Maybe they're working on something. They just don't.
No, these were forced labor kindergarten things. Yeah. Like this was like back when Mother's Day was like an entire month worth of education for kindergarten teachers. They're like, we're getting ready for Mother's Day. It's a big month.
Yeah. It's funny how it changes, isn't it? Okay. So we have Motivational Monday. We're already 15 minutes in, and I'm late on it. So basically Mondays suck for a lot of people and you know, maybe had a rough weekend or whatever. So we want to inspire you to get kicking through and I have to be very choosy with what I pick because of Molly. She doesn't like this kind of stuff.
I
have to be creative with getting this inspirational stuff out. Motivational, better yet. So Positive Cat, V1, let's do that. Positive Cat is back.
Hi, just checking in. If you're having one of those days, just remember, storms don't last forever, but they do reveal your strength. When chaos hits, ask yourself, what is this teaching me? Rain today means roots tomorrow. You're not drowning. You're learning to swim. I love you so much. Have your bestest day.
Have your bestest day.
Hi.
I love that cat.
This is why AI exists. This is why. This is the only reason why AI can bring me around is the fact that they can make a cat say nice things to me.
I do have another one that's inspirational as well. Yeah, so if that didn't hit you good, this one will. This is a V2. Gracie, please.
Stop doing that. Stop being so hard on yourself. Stop acting like you were supposed to get it right the first try. Nothing of value comes easily. It's going to be hard. But that doesn't mean you have to be hard on yourself.
I think that was for you.
The look on your face and Gracie's face.
Horrified? Disgusted.
You didn't even get the message.
See, this is when you ruin it for me. I couldn't hear anything because all I kept thinking was, is like, this is when AI gets corrupted by men like you who are like, let's go ahead and see how big we can make these jugs on this lady. That's and AI's AI. Like, come on, man. I could do so much different stuff. Like, I could probably solve peace.
That's a real lady with real, what'd you call them, jugs?
God, yeah, that's not that real.
Hit it again, Gracie. Come on, you can't tell me that's not real. Come on.
Stop doing that. Stop being so hard on yourself.
Okay, lady.
Stop acting like you were supposed to get it right the first try.
Okay, yeah.
Nothing of value comes easily. It's going to be hard. But that doesn't mean you have to be hard on yourself.
There you go. All right.
That is a computer animation. Nothing about that is moving naturally. And I don't just mean her chest. I mean her hair. The fact that she's not like,
oh, come
neck
on,
isn't
a real
moving.
Lady. She's, if you're not watching, I people, love you that should watch her that one YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe. Mm-hmm. It's a lady looking down on her phone and she's wearing, what would you just describe that outfit?
Milkmaid? I mean, seriously. It's like, hi, I'm from Sweden. I mean,
do you even know what she said? You're too busy.
She says, don't
too.
Be hard. And she keeps hitting the word hard. And everybody's like, well, I got lost. Stop saying the word hard.
Oh, my God.
She said, don't be hard on yourself. Hard. Hard. She says hard.
It's not working like it does when she says it, Molly.
No, because I'm chastising you. She's saying it like she's nurturing you.
Oh.
Another reason why I know it's not real and that it has to be AI.
Milkmaid, Positive Cat, mm-hmm. and Milkmaid Mama is what we'll call her.
I think Positive Cat wins. If we're voting as a show, I think Gracie would probably raise her hand for Happy Cat.
Well, we'll see. Just do one more time of each one. Let's do Positive Cat.
No,
first.
That's not fair.
No, we're voting. We're doing a group vote right now.
We've already seen What's It Called twice. I think we got a good.
Cat. We're doing Positive Cat. Real quick, Gracie.
Hi. Just checking in. If you're having one of those days, just remember storms don't last forever. But they.
Oh.
Hard. Stop being so hard. I thought she was going to recommend you be hard on her.
Oh my God.
So not right. I don't know where
Your
Monday
mom.
Monday took a left turn. We went from adorable cat to just smut. Ugh. Just absolute trash bag people.
I wish I got a photo. Maybe we can get a
of the look
shot.
On my face. We
of
just need to get
Gracie
like a real.
Both. Oh my God.
We just need to get reaction shots. That's one of the comments that we always get from listeners who stream it on YouTube. They're like, the reactions on your, the looks on your face. And I don't even realize I'm making any kind of faces. I didn't realize
you
that.
You make some faces.
I make some faces. I really pull some faces.
Yeah, you do.
I always think of like the Bruno Mars song where God. He's like, fix your face.
Yeah.
I got to fix my face.
Fix your face. All right, best news of the day. Would you want to start?
Okay, so
that?
I want to talk about, so there's a trend that's happening this summer. I'm very excited about it.
What's that?
It's called GTFO Summer. And apparently,
so get the beep out.
Yes, summer, get the
right?
beep okay. out summer. Apparently, it is all the rage. Uh-huh. People want to escape reality. People want to escape either their lives, the inflation, their work, whatever. But apparently, it is this trend that people are literally deciding to just pick up
and go. Okay.
And so you're not going to be seeing a lot of staycations. You're going to be seeing a lot of people. And the crazy thing is
and
that
these aren't expensive, right? You're just getting out, right?
No.
Doesn't matter. Or, okay. Okay.
No. I mean, for us, it could be like going to Okoboji. You know what I mean? Or mm-hmm. it could be like going down to Table Rock or wherever. I mean, you could go to the Badlands. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's just you just want to get the heck out of
get
Dodge.
Get the heck out of Dodge. Yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of this is you're seeing this trend with city dwellers.
Okay.
People want to get back to nature, which is a big trend when things are heavy. You know what I'm saying? Like you see a lot in restaurants, a lot more comfort food on the menus. And then with things like this, people want to like get out of the city and go to a farm.
God,
you know what I mean? Like where it's like, you know, just I want to breathe fresh air. I want to have coffee on a porch in the morning.
It's something about it. You know, it's refreshing. Mm-hmm. It's resetting. It's all that stuff. That
so
doesn't
apparently
surprise me.
All
the city,
beach
boys.
Books are this summer. I mean, it's, you know, sort of like in the zeitgeist because even the beach books that are lined up and being recommended for the summer are almost exclusively a book about a woman leaving and going somewhere.
Okay.
Like there's all these different books where it's like woman has complete meltdown with her family and decides that she needs to go and get her stuff together and like figure it out. And then finds herself. Like all of them were like self-discovery, like leave self-discovery.
Yeah.
So everyone's feeling that big time this summer.
Bet. Okay. All right. Well, get the F out. Get the F out.
GTFO. Right.
New baby names came out. I know you like this stuff.
I love it.
The 2025 baby names, most popular baby names. Two names ranked number one for the sixth straight year. Can you guess what those names?
Is it Noah?
Noah is one of them. Noah's
no. I was gonna say Noah usually is, and then is it like Emma?
No.
Is it a girl name that ends in an A?
It is. Yeah, it does. I guess this is number one. It ends with an A.
Ella?
No, not Ella.
And you said no to Emma.
Emma's number two.
I was going to say Emma's usually up there.
So number two is Emma for girls. Number two is Noah for boys. And that's been the same ranking for 6 years.
Yes.
You just got to guess the first one. Who's number one?
For boys?
For boys.
That's tough. I'm, I mean, for girls, it's probably, if it's not Ella, it's, is it Mia?
It's not Mia. Mia.
Mia. Mia.
That's number five, actually. Mia. Hi, Mia. Mia.
Tell me.
Yes. Olivia.
Olivia.
That's aww. Number one for the last 6 years. And then Liam. Wow. Liam is in the
Liam.
Number one. Yeah, see, I figured you would get that one, but
yes,
you didn't.
Yes, Liam. Yeah. No,
check out
the
list. I have the list right here. Gracie, hit V2 for me, please. Inspire. Hit that one for me, please.
Stop doing that.
Stop. Stop. Stop it.
Hard on yourself.
That isn't real. She's not real. And let me say this. Even if she is real.
Yeah.
She's not talking to you.
Yes, she is. All right, then, Liz, I'll just give you the top five. Olivia, yes. Emma, Amelia, and Charlotte, and Mia. Sophia is number six. And then we have Liam, Noah, Oliver,
uh-huh.
Theodore, James, Henry, Mateo, Elijah, Lucas, William. There you go. There you
I
go,
know a ton of those, so which is so
been
crazy.
The most popular name for the last 6 years. Liam, Noah, and Olivia and Emma.
Yeah.
That would have to mean there's a lot of them out there named those names.
There are.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I know a few Liams.
I don't.
I don't know as many Noahs, but I do know that Noah is one. Popular.
Okay.
Declan's best friend is Noah.
Okay.
And he's got another bestie that's Oliver, which is okay. kind of funny.
And then we have Oliver in the house.
Yeah, and you've got an Oliver in your house.
Little Ollie the Charlie. Okay.
But
there you go, though.
Names, girl cute. Names that end in A are almost always, like, they dominate. I mean, that is, like, the big domination. For a that long time,
okay.
You know, because of Frozen,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kept names in the mix. You know, my daughter has a friend at school whose name is Khaleesi.
Is that really? I love yes. Khaleesi. I mean, I literally love her.
From Game of
her.
Thrones. Yes. I always think, like, I'm like, oh my God, you actually, she's like, yeah, so Khaleesi today. I was like, there's a Khaleesi in your class? Like, that is so stinking cool.
Yeah, I don't even want to imagine what, I wonder if she has long, I don't want to think about a child like that, sorry.
Right. No. But I mean, like, you're like, does she have, like, a long braid? I don't know what she resembles.
You
I've never
have
seen
to.
Her.
Hey, so funny story is going around where a little boy ordered 70,000 Dum Dum Suckers
oh my God.
From Amazon because
22 cases.
He wanted to have a carnival. And so that's what he was ordering Dum Dums for as prizes. So he got a hold of his mom's card or maybe it was just on the thing. He even told her. She didn't believe him. He just casually said, I want to do this. And then he ordered it. And I just saw a story that she had a hard time trying to get her money back.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, yeah, 70,000 of them. This is what it looks like on her porch when they delivered it. Go ahead, hit V3 for me. Sorry. Look at
my
that.
My God.
And that doesn't even count the ones that are still at the post office that she had to go get. So, yeah, could you imagine? What would you
no.
do if Declan ordered that? Or even Mara? Oh, my God.
I would, 70, I mean, I don't 000. Even know what I would,
like
I mean, obviously,
bucks.
How much?
4,000 bucks, which doesn't seem like that much for 70,000.
Well, keep in mind, they're usually like 50 cents each. I mean, like they're dum-dums, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
dum-dums.
They're the inexpensive guys, but my God, I mean, the first call is obviously to the credit card, like stop payment on this.
Yeah.
And then to like Amazon, obviously like this dispute, this claim right now, come get your Dum Dums. Come get your Dum Dums, Dum Dum.
Dum Dum. Yeah, you should see the mom. Wow. Hit V2 inspire for me, Gracie.
Please. No. Thank you, Gracie. I love the fact that she's like, you only get to see it X amount of times and then no. Mm-hmm.
Come on. That's the mom. It's real.
Absolutely not.
All right, we got no dumb questions. By the way, if you want to send us any dumb questions, we'll take them for sure. You just go ahead and reach out to us again at bpscrasher@gmail.com and also 402-915-0962. And I will add real quick that we are working on some merch for you guys, too.
Yes.
So that'll be happening here soon. All right, so make sure you stick around. All right, so this is from Kathy. If you had to smell like one kind of food for the rest of your life, what would it be? Oh, my
chocolate.
God. What would it
coffee.
Be?
Coffee.
You'd want to smell like coffee for the rest of your life?
I mean, if I that's had to pick
food,
a scent.
Though. That's a coffee. That's not a food. Like a food. Like
okay.
A hot dog. Would you want to smell like a hot dog?
Would I would like to smell like you? No.
A hamburger? Come on. What would you want to smell like? I think pizza would be a great smell.
I would think like.
Bread. I can see you smelling like fresh bread.
Fresh
people
bread.
People be smelling you all the time.
That would be a good one. I think something bakery, like chocolate chip cookies.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Or something chocolatey. I think that would be what I would want. Because that would be a scent that I would enjoy.
Okay.
It would draw people to you.
Okay.
Pizza is one of those things where, I mean, you got to be specific. Because do you want to smell like Hawaiian pizza for the rest of your life? I mean,
you sound like you're from New York. Rest of your life.
The rest of your life. You want to smell like cooked pineapple?
No, pepperoni.
You want to smell like anchovies? I'm just
no,
saying.
No, not anchovies. You know what
do you want to smell
good?
Like pepperoni pizza?
Yeah, I think I like a good pepperoni pizza.
The pepperoni?
The pepperoni.
Meat yeah. Lovers?
I guess Meat Lovers is pretty damn good, too.
I've been, I'm so excited that the temperatures are getting warmer because yeah. I can switch up my perfumes.
Okay. All right. So now you can go up chocolate. I'm just thinking that chocolate and something like that is already exists in some kind of OG
I'm sure probably.
Toilet thing, you know.
There's right. This, Demeter is the name of this line of colognes and perfumes, and they're okay. All like cut grass, gin and tonic. Cigarettes, like they all have these names of very specific things, like
okay.
Whiskey sour, and you can like smell like all these different things.
Okay.
So maybe you could see if they have pizza for you.
Okay.
Pizza.
I think it's just a natural scent, you know. So if you're sweating, you know, instead of BO, it's like pizza.
Sick.
I don't mean sick.
I don't know. There's just something about that. It just, you know what it makes me think of?
What?
It makes me think of like when you're sweating, it's uh-huh. Almost like the sweaty pepperoni that you got to dab off on a piece of pizza. Like
oh,
that's what's coming
oily?
Out of you. Like you're excreting
oil.
Pepperoni oil. It's running down your pits.
All right. This is from Mark. Why do all animals and humans generally have two eyes? I don't know the answer to that. What animal has one eye? There's no humans that have one eye. I wish there were. That'd be weird.
No,
what animal
Cyclops?
Has one eye?
They don't.
He says generally, which means that he's trying to say that they have, there's one that has, there's something that has one eye.
What I can't think of a single
eye?
Thing that has one eye.
Thugs have multiple eyes.
Pug. No, bugs.
Bugs have
Look at listen thugs. To thugs, pugs. You're like, that's what you would discern from an ugh sound.
Oh, I misunderstood her.
Yeah,
bugs,
I mean,
but that's a bug wouldn't be considered an animal, right?
No.
What animal?
I mean, I wouldn't.
Has,
I wouldn't consider it a.
Would you still like cats if they had one eye? I think it'd be adorable if they had one eye. We need
more.
Like
they were winking all
eye.
The time. Wink.
Uh huh. Just one big eye that blinked.
Oh, well, no, I was thinking like, no, that would be really off-putting.
Would it really?
Yeah, like one big eye in the center of a head just blinking at you. I don't think I could get on board with that.
All right. So it says there's one species that has only one eye naturally, and they are from the called choropods or something like that. It looks like some type of little shrimp
water
thing.
Creature
yeah
that sounds like it would be I mean anytime you start saying the word pod
yeah they're commonly found in ponds and lakes
sick
and nope. And they look like you could see through them like you
gross.
Could see their little guts and everything
not getting better
and and their eyes on the top of their head Wow.
It's a weird world, man. There's all sorts of stuff. God really was like working stuff out in the workshop. He was like, I don't know, let's throw this thing out where it's clear and you can see its insides, but it only has one eye. You're like, so you want like the creepiest thing imaginable. He's like, I don't know, somebody don't think it's cool. Yes, you're like, well, most people are gonna think it's really unsettling.
One creature. And then if you're swimming in a pond or anything like that, it's in there. So that's it. We have more questions. I'm just going to save them to next Monday.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Toward the end of the week. Celebrities coming up next.
Yes. So this Wednesday, we're going to have our celebrity news segment. It was funny. I got a message from someone over the weekend saying that they were excited that it was back.
Okay, good. Good, 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 good.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of, you know.
R. Kelly, I mean, is what everybody wants to know about. Is what?
No, Kelly.
Not R. Kelly, but what's his name?
Pete Diddy.
Diddy, yeah.
Because
that's starting now.
Yeah, no, it started a week ago.
Well, they
it
already
started
the,
last Monday.
I know that. What I'm saying is, they already have the jury and the opening things starts today. The opening deal.
The whole thing the games begin.
So they showed a video. You know that video of him, you know, beating up on that girlfriend of his in the hallway.
Yeah.
Did you hear what one of the jurors said? A woman said, it doesn't look good. Something like, but I also don't know what was done to get that.
You're like, well, you are no longer part of the jury pool. Yes. And we also want to refer you to a counselor. Yes. Because no matter what she did, no one
deserves
that. No one. I don't care if she punched him in the gut. It doesn't matter.
I couldn't even believe it. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Can you imagine the attorneys? Like, even R. Kelly's attorney is like, I don't think I can even pick you. And I mean, I'm representing R. Kelly, and even I'm like, woman, get help.
Yeah. But anyway, all right, we're going to roll out of here. Wednesday, we'll do that. So if you want to hear anything, you know, our take on any type of celebrity stuff, again, you can drop us a message on our Big Party Show Facebook page, Instagram, Molly, wherever we have it, and also bpscrasher@gmail.com.
Yes.
Go out and teach your cat how to walk like Gracie's cat.
David. Oh, David. David's the best. I can't wait to get to Omaha, and I want her to bring him into the office.
I think he looks big. He looked big.
I don't care. I don't care.
He just looked bigger than I thought. I was like, oh my God, this thing's a big one. You know, but walking with pride, man. I mean, they
walk him right into the
cat. No way.
Walk him right into the studio.
That's right.
I'll hold him during the show.
Yeah, you will. All right. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Have a safe couple of days and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.